Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 19th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 27th Shawwal, 1441. Continuing with our series, The Great Companions, this week we'll be learning about one of the female companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her name was Hafsa radiallahu anha, and she was also known as Ummul Mu'mineen. She was born 30 years after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she passed away 34 years after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hafsa radiallahu anha was the beloved daughter of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She was known for her piety and thirst for knowledge. She was married to a companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who participated in the Battle of Badr and was wounded and passed away as a martyr. Thereafter, she came into the marriage of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was a great privilege, and this is why she is known as Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers. Part of her accomplishments during her lifetime was the role she played in the preservation of the glorious Quran. She was chosen to keep the first copy of the glorious Quran. Regarding the piety and the high status of Hafsa radiallahu anha, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam gave testimony by saying she keeps fast often and offers salah frequently. After marrying our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 8 years in Medina. After the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she lived a further 34 years, and during this time she witnessed the khilafat of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And she passed away during the reign of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She was 63 at the time, and she passed away in Madinatul Munawwara, and she is buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of her services to deen and reward her on our behalf. Inshallah, we'll continue learning about more companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam next week. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.